Of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
主的天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we praise and thank thee.
你让我们进入第三个晚上的布道会。
You have led us into our third night of evangelical services.
也给我们美好第一天的灵恩会。
We had also our first wonderful day of spiritual convocation.
主啊，我们真的很感谢你赐给我们这么喜乐充实的一天。
Lord, we thank you for giving us such a joyful, fulfilling day.
因为你的话语开启我们的心窍。
Because your word have helped to open our hearts.
你的圣灵滋润我们的心田。
Your Holy Spirit has watered our hearts.
我们弟兄姐妹在主里有爱的交流。
Our brothers and sisters have had good fellowship in your love.
我们看到很多姐妹们玩着出生的小朋友，小朋友抱在 baby 抱着 baby 很喜乐跟他们在玩。
We see many sisters with newly born babies, and they brought to the church, and we see the joy they.Have on their faces when they play with their children.
我们看到小小的年轻的小孩子在操场上面做运动。
We see the young kids playing in the yard.
我们看到很多弟兄姐妹在饭桌前分享你的话语。
We see many brothers and sisters sharing your word at the dining table.
我们在这边感觉到好像再回到伊甸乐园一样。
In this place, we feel like we have returned to the paradise of the Garden of Eden.
因为我们在这边感受到你的爱。
Because here, we can feel your love.
我们在这边听到你的话。
Because here, we can hear your word.
所以谢谢主耶稣这样的爱护我们。
And we thank you for giving us so much love.
也愿主耶稣继续将你的话赏赐给我们。
Lord, we pray that you will continue to impart your word upon us.
借着仆人的口阐明主你就是生命。
Through your servants, we hope to declare that you are the way to eternal salvation.
让我们聆听之后愿意接受你做我们生命的救主。
So that after we hear your word, we will come and accept you as the Savior of our lives.
让我们跟永恒的生命有接触。
So that we can connect with that eternal life.
将来我们虽然死了也可以复活。
So that in the future, even though in death, we may be resurrected.
那是多么荣耀美好的一天。
That will be a beautiful, glorious day.
主啊，我们恭恭敬敬地把这个晚上也交在你的手中。
Lord, we respectfully turn tonight's services over to you.
求你祝福在这里的所有朋友跟弟兄姐妹们。
We pray that you will bless all the brothers and sisters and friends who are sitting here tonight.
能够看清楚，能够听明白。
So that they will see and hear clearly.
能够了解这里真是你永生神的家。
So they will understand this is your eternal home.
人生的平安喜乐从您开始。
The peace and joy of our lives starts right here.
我们这样祷告，愿一切尊贵、颂赞、荣耀归你的圣名。
May all the glory and praise be unto your name.
哈利路亚，阿门。请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢主，再次欢迎我们的朋友弟兄姐妹来这边敬拜天上的神。
Praise the Lord. I once again welcome all the friends and family to join us tonight to worship God.
要请青年诗班在这边歌颂神。
We now will ask the youth choir to sing a few hymns of praise.
我们再请梁传道来阐明神的道理。
And after that, we will invite Pastor Liang to give tonight's sermon.
诗班。
欢迎诸位朋友来参加我们第三天晚上的布道会。
I welcome all the friends to come here to join us for our third night of evangelical services.
愿主耶稣赐恩祝福你。
May our Lord Jesus bless you.
我们连续第三天晚上要来查考一个人。
This is our third consecutive night of studying the topic of a person.
这个人就是耶稣。
This individual's name is Jesus.
耶稣是圣经里面的一个中心的人物。
Jesus Christ is a central figure in the Bible.
旧约圣经好像是一个箭头，一直指向一个人。
The Old Testament is like an arrow pointing toward an individual.
这个人就是弥赛亚。
This person is the Messiah.
新约时代就是主耶稣降生的时代。
The New Testament is the era in which Jesus was born.
整个新约圣经就是在描写主耶稣。
The entire New Testament was dedicated to Lord Jesus Christ.
所以全世界最畅销的一本书，它里面就是中心人物就是主耶稣。
And we know that the central figure in the best-selling book of the history of mankind is Lord Jesus.
如果把主耶稣从圣经拿掉，
And if you remove Jesus from the Bible,
这本圣经就不值得一读啊。
This Bible would not be worthy of your reading.
圣经的可贵是因为主耶稣的存在。
The Bible derives its value from Jesus Christ.
他把我们带到神的面前。
He has brought us before God.
他是一条道路。
He is the way.
他又给我们绝对的标准。
He has set the ultimate standard for us.
因为他就是真理。
Because he is the truth.
我们来看约翰福音十四章。
Let's turn to John, the Gospel of John.
约翰福音十四章。
Gospel of John, chapter 14.
第六节。
Verse
6. 十四章的第六节。
The Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 6.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
主耶稣在提到这三件事情，在人类历史里面从来没有人这样讲过的。
Jesus mentioned three things, and in the history of man, probably no other person has said these words.
有的人说，我找到了一条路。
Some people may have said that I found a way.
在你绝境的时候，你找到了路。
Perhaps in your moment of desperation or despair, you found a solution.
但是没有人说，我就是道路。
But no one has ever proclaimed that he or she is the way.
有的人说，我找到了真理。
Some people say that they have found the truth.
但是没有人说过，我是真理。
But no one has ever declared that I am the truth.
所以主耶稣这样讲是一个很大胆的宣告。
So this is a bold declaration on the part of Lord Jesus.
这个宣告要经过考验的。
And we know that this proclamation must be tested.
要经过时间的考验。
This proclamation has to withstand the test of time.
要经过历史的考验。
Withstand the test of history.
但是这一句话没有被擦掉。
But these words to this day have not been removed.
因为主耶稣讲的话安定在天，直到永远。
Because these words are etched in heaven until eternity.
那主耶稣第三个介绍说，我是生命。
Jesus also said that he is life.
没有一个人这样讲过。
No one else has ever proclaimed this.
我是生命。
I am life.
那到底这个是在讲什么？
What does he mean by that?
主耶稣是生命的创造者。
We know that Jesus is the creator of life.
主耶稣是生命的维持者。
He is the protector of life.
主耶稣就是生命的本身。
He is life.
也就是在他里面没有死亡。
We know that in Lord Jesus there is no death.
这给我们一个何等大的盼望。
This offers us a great hope.
因为我们在人世间虽然有很多的盼望，但是当你得到你的盼望，你就在开始在失去它。
Because in this life, although we have many expectations, oftentimes, once we obtain what we had hoped to get, we start to lose it immediately.
你盼望得到新的电脑。
You hope to buy that new computer.
但是它已经在变旧了。
But as soon as you buy that computer, it becomes an old computer.
你盼望得到新的车子。
You hope to buy a new car.
你得到的开始已经开始变旧了。
But as soon as you take that car off the lot, it becomes a used car.
所以有一天你就失去了你的车子。
And one day, you're going to lose that car.
你找到你所爱的人结婚。
You found someone you love, and you marry them.
你已经在失去了这个人。
As soon as you marry them, you are already losing that person.
因为有一天死亡要来到。
Because one day, death will come upon you.
就让你们分离了。
You and her or him will depart.
所以人世间到底有哪一个盼望能够维持到永远呢？
So tell me, is there any hope, anything in this life, in this world that can last forever?
差不多是没有。
I can tell you, probably none.
人有短暂的盼望。
Perhaps you have some hope that is short term.
但是人没有永恒的盼望。
But you have There's nothing in the world that you can hope for that will last to eternity.
因为人生有一个死结是人没有办法打开来。
Because we all have to face the challenge of death. This is something that no one has escaped.
而且这个死亡随时都可以来到。
And we know that death can befall upon us at any time.
当然我们活得越久就离开死亡越近。
And of course we know that the longer we live,The closer we are to death.
所以年纪轻的时候很希望赶快生日多一岁。
And perhaps when you are young, you always hope that you are going to get older, have another birthday party.
但是当你听到敬老会宣布竟然有你的名字，你什么感觉？
But for those of us who are elderly, once they hear their name being called during the special ceremony to honor our elders, how do you feel about that?
一方面是感谢神啊。神的恩典让我活到现在。
And of course, those of you in the Evergreen Fellowship, they feel honored and thankful to the Lord for their longevity.
那当人进入敬老了，这也是人生的最后一个阶段。
And of course, once we enter into old age and we're being respected by our youth, we know that we have entered into the last leg of our life journey.
我们的人生有很多的盼望都已经实现了。
And we have already obtained many things that we have hoped for in life.
经济也有基础了。
We have a good economic foundation.
小孩子也长大了。
Our children are grown.
人生经验也丰富了。
We have plenty of life experience.
所以一切都变成非常好。
And of course, everything is going smoothly.
生活的压力也减少了。
Our pressure, our life pressure have decreased.
虽然这是很好。
Although these are all good things,
但是这好像是太阳要西落的时刻。
But at the same time, it's like the sun setting from the sky.
所以当一个人说退休，
When a person says she is retiring,
退休是什么意思？
What does retirement mean?
从过去几十年的辛苦工作结束了，所以你退而休。
We are ending our decades of hard labor. We are going to and the hard work.
但是你再往前看，
But as we look forward,
退休要看到哪里？
Where do we see from retirement?
退休的前半期，
During the first half of your retirement,
环游世界，如果身体健康，经济做得到。
If you're healthy, if you have a good pension, perhaps you're going to travel the world.
退休的中半期，
and during the midterm of your retirement,
体力开始衰退。
Your body starts to weaken.
所以你就停留在家里面。
And perhaps you spend more time at home.
开始在跟子孙在一起。
And you start to spend more time with your grandchildren.
退休的晚年。
And once you reach the latter part of your retirement,
老病死接着来。
You face old age and sickness and finally death.
人还有什么盼望呢？
What other hope do you have for your life?
人生你从25岁一直把它切一段来看，到60岁、65岁，这个是黄金时段。
So if you take your life and you carve out from age 25 to age 60 or 65, this is the golden age of a person's life.
当然你不会觉得这个是虚空的。
And of course, during this period, you probably will not feel empty.In your life.
但是如果你一直看看到最后
But if you look ahead until the very end of your life,
你就发现人生是虚空的
You will discover that this life is vain.
因为死亡在那里等待我们
Because what lies ahead awaiting us is death.
你不想死你也要死
Even if you don't want to die, you will certainly die.
这怎么办
What can we do?
我们在想到这个问题，你没有解答了。
When we think about this question, really there is no answer.
没有一个人能够给我们解答。
Not a single person can give us an answer.
因为每一个人都死了。
Because every one of us will die.
包括其他的教主都死了。
And even leaders of religions will all die.
所以其他的宗教可以安慰我们的心。
And perhaps some of these religions, they can comfort our hearts.
但是面对死亡，这是毫无能力的。
But when it comes to facing death, they're helpless.
因为创办人都死了，你想跟他的人又怎么又能够怎么样
？Because all of their founders have died, what else could they do?
所以有一个故事。
There is a story.
他说在印度有人找到释迦牟尼的一根骨头。
In India, a person has found a bone that was proclaimed to be the bone of Buddha.
道家好高兴，把它放在一个轿里面，抬着整个村庄，大家庆祝，跳起来。
And the person who discovered this bone, the bone of Buddha, was very happy, and he took it home, and the people were worshiping it.
今天如果有人在耶路撒冷说，我找到耶稣的一根骨头。
And if somebody proclaimed that they have found a bone of Jesus Christ in the city of Jerusalem,
全世界的基督徒就哭死了。
And perhaps all theChristians in this world will cry.
如果找到耶稣的一根骨头
If we find the bones of Jesus Christ,
表示他没有复活
This means that he was not resurrected.
如果主耶稣没有复活
If Jesus was not resurrected,
他还在死里面
He is still in death.
如果主耶稣还在死里面
If Jesus still exists in death,
今天我们信耶稣跟着他又有能够什么结果呢
Then what can we expect to achieve by following his teachings?
所以当主耶稣说我就是生命
So when Jesus said, I am life,
这个是要经历极大的考验
These words must be tested.
我们先来看第一个考验
Let's see the first test.
约翰福音十一章
John chapter 5
25节
The Gospel of John, chapter 11, verse 25.
约翰福音十一章二十五节
John, chapter 11, verse 25.
耶稣对他说复活在我生命在我信我的人虽然死了也必复活
Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies.
如果我们看英文圣经更清楚我就是复活，我就是生命。
Here Jesus clearly said, He is the resurrection and the life.
这个我是复活什么意思
？What does he mean by saying He is the resurrection?
就是我掌管生命，死的我可以让他活过来。
It means that He has authority over death. Those who die, He shall resurrect.
主耶稣在哪里讲这一句话
？And Where did Jesus say these words?
主耶稣在拉撒路的家讲这句话。
Jesus said these words at the home of Lazarus.
十七节说拉撒路已经死了，在坟墓已经四天了。
And in verse 17, it says that when Jesus found Lazarus, he was already in the tomb for 4 days.
四天已经发臭了。
We know that a body after 4 days.was probably decomposing.
所以当主耶稣说我就是生命我就是复活
So Jesus said here I am life I am resurrection
旁边就有一个死人
And of course, there is a body right next to him as he said this for 4 days.
那你怎么办？
If it was you, what would you do?
所以在二十四节，马大把这个盼望推到很远，说末日那一天，我相信他一定会复活。
And in verse 24, we see Martha here. She said, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." She seems to sort of defer this hope to some day in the distant future.
但是主耶稣说，请你带我到拉撒路的坟墓。
But Jesus asked Martha, "Please take me to the tomb of Lazarus."
然后把石头挪开。
He asked her to remove the rock that was blocking the tomb of Lazarus.
马大又说他已经发臭了。
And Martha told Jesus his body was already decomposed.
他死了四天。
He has already died for 4 days.
四十节，耶稣说。
In verse 40, Jesus said,
你若信，就必看见神的荣耀。
He said that, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?"
信什么？
What does he mean by believe?
信耶稣讲的话。
Believe in what? Believe in the words of Lord Jesus.
生命在我，复活在我。
I am life and resurrection.
你信吗？
Do you believe that?
如果你信，你就要看到神的荣耀。
If you believe that, you would see the glory of God.
结果主耶稣就呼叫拉撒路。
And then Jesus called upon Lazarus.
拉撒路就从死里复活。
And then he was resurrected from death.
大家看到这个事实，就相信。
And when people saw that, they believed.
我们有一个菩提传道到加拿去。
There's a we our pastor Vudi, he was in Ghana.
他带这个摄影机去照，有四个从死里复活的见证。
He was in this country of Ghana in Africa, and he brought along with him his video camera, and using which he videotaped 4 testimonies of people who were resurrected from death.
为什么非洲这么多见证？
How come in Africa there are so many testimonies like this?
因为我们这里一生病都想医院在哪里。
Because when people get sick here, the first thing we look for is a hospital.
在非洲医院很远。
In Africa, the hospital are often located far away.
有的也没有钱去看医生。
And many people don't even have the money to go see a doctor anyway.
那怎么办？
What do they do?
就祷告啊。
They pray.
就因为对神有单纯的信心，就看到神的荣耀，使人复活。
And because they have a simple belief, pure belief in the Lord, they're able to see the glory of God in the resurrection of their family.
所以拉撒路从死里复活，这发生在2000年前。今天奉耶稣的名，死人也复活，证明耶稣今天还活着。
So we know that the story of Lazarus being resurrected from death took place 2,000 years ago. Today, the same thing are happening to people who believe in Jesus Christ. So we know that this is evidence of his resurrection.
这是一个很重要的证明。他是生命，他是复活。
This is important proof that Jesus is life and resurrection.
主耶稣还没有死以前
，before Jesus died，
他告诉门徒
，he told his disciples，
我要被钉十字架
，I will be crucified on the cross，
而且我三天要复活
，I will be resurrected 3 days later。
这不是一个预测，这是一个预言。
This was not just a projection， but a prediction.
因为预测常常是不准确的。
We know that projections are often wrong.
预言是准确的。
But a prophecy, this was an accurate prophecy.
后来耶稣被钉死。
Later on, Jesus was crucified.
过了三天。
And 3 days later,
他们看到坟墓开了。
The people saw the tomb was opened.
包裹耶稣的这个布还在。
And the cloth that was used to wrap Jesus' body was still inside the tomb.
但是主耶稣已经不在了。
But the body of Christ had disappeared.
门徒就很痛苦，谁偷走我主人的身体呢？
And the disciples were bitter that thinking that someone had stolen the body of Christ.
忽然耶稣向他们显现。
And suddenly Jesus appeared before them.
耶稣复活了。
He had resurrected.
这是何等重要的一个历史的事实！
And this was an important historical event.
所以有时候我们常常觉得说，世界上最有力量的是死。
And oftentimes we feel that the most powerful force on this earth is death.
不是美国的总统。
Not the president of the United States.
每一个人到最后全部都要死。
Every individual on this planet in their final days shall die.
所以每一个人遇到死亡都举双手投降。
And every individual, when they are confronted with death, they can do nothing but surrender.
似乎世界最有权势的一个力量是死亡。
And it appears that the greatest power on this planet is death.
但是当主耶稣复活，圣经怎么描写？
But how does the Bible describe the resurrection of Jesus Christ?
我们看哥林多前书十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书十五章
First Corinthians chapter 15
五十四节
First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 54
说这必朽坏的变成不朽坏这必死的变成不死那时经上所说死被得胜吞灭这个话就应验了
When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory.
这个地方说死被吞灭了。
And here says death has been swallowed up.
最有力量的死被吞灭，吞灭就消失了。
The most powerful force, death,has been swallowed up and disappeared.
被生命克服了。
It has been conquered by life.
所以最有力量的是生命。
So we know here that the most powerful force is life.
因为生命就是耶稣本身。
Because Jesus is life.
他能够把死吞灭。
He can swallow up death.
所以将来到天国没有死亡。
Therefore, in the heavenly kingdom, there is no death.
因为天国主耶稣作王。
Because in the heavenly kingdom, Jesus will reign.
死已经被吞掉了，没有了。
Death has been swallowed up. It simply does not exist.
我们要永远活着。
We will live to eternity.
不是在地上，在天国。
Not on earth, but in heaven.
那是最好的一个地方。
That is the best place to be.
不是肉体，是带有灵体的。
Not our physical body, but a spiritual one.
因为肉体是有缺陷的。
Because the physical body is flawed.
我们要改变成为灵体。
We will transform into a spiritual form.
跟主耶稣荣耀的身体一样。
We will have a glorified body, just like Lord Jesus.
这不是在讲故事啊。
I'm not just telling a story here.
这是真的发生在主耶稣身上了。
These are true stories that had happened to our Lord Jesus.
他复活以后就有一个灵体。
After his resurrection, He became a spiritual form.
可以显现。
He can appear.
忽然间又不见。
And then disappear.
也有钉十字架的伤痕。
He still has the wounds from his crucifixion.
也可以吃东西。
But he can still eat.
但忽然间又不见。
And he can disappear at will.
这个叫做灵体。
This is the spiritual form.
所以圣经说，主耶稣复活是一个出熟的果子。
And that is why the Bible tells us that The resurrection of Jesus Christ was one of the early fruits.
如果你种一棵果树长橘子
If you plant an orange tree,
以后每一个都是橘子
And you grow the first orange, after that, it's going to grow more oranges.
因为它里面有橘子的生命
Because this tree has the life of an orange tree.
主耶稣里面有神的生命
We know that in Jesus there is The life of God.
所以他复活了。
That's why he resurrected.
这是第一个果子。
He was the first fruit.
那每一个信耶稣的人。
And every person who believes in Jesus.
我们都跟着主耶稣一样，每一个都会复活。
We are going to follow his footsteps and be resurrected.
圣经说这叫做活泼的盼望。
And Bible says that this is an eternal hope.
Living hope. 就是带有生命的盼望。
This is a living hope, a hope that has life.
就是不会消失的盼望。
This hope that will not disappear.
所以对一个有信仰的人来讲
And to a person who has faith,
短暂的几十年就是预备将来那永永远远的永生。
Our several decades of living on earth actually helps us to prepare for our eternal life in heaven.
那真正的生命，我们真的要去的地方是天国的永生。
Our final destination, our true form, lies ahead in the heavenly kingdom.
所以这样死就不可怕了。
And if you think that way, if you can see clearly like this, you have nothing to fear of death.
我记得70年代曾经到机场去送人到美国来留学。
I remember back in the 70s, I drove someone to the airport. I went with someone to the airport before they came to study in the United States.
但在机场大家流着眼泪。
And when we went to the airport, people would cry.
因为有感情嘛。
Because, of course, we have feelings toward one another.
但是一想到他要去美国留学，你也为他高兴啊。
And then when we think about this person will study in the United States, we feel happy for them.
总没有说，哎呀，流着眼泪，那把他从飞机上拉下来，他会骂你一顿了。
And of course, even though we feel sad that they're leaving the country, we did not yank them from the airplane because they would get mad at us.
因为他要到更好的一个地方。
Because we know that they're going to a better place.
实现更大的理想。
They're going to realize a bigger dream.
所以一个人离世就是移民。
And therefore, if somebody wants to change their life, is they can immigrate.
离世，离开世界就等于移民。
When we leave this earth, when we depart from this earth, it's like immigrating.
要从地上移民到天上去。
We're going to immigrate from this earthly kingdom into a heavenly kingdom.
肉体是依依不舍。
Perhaps we have feelings toward our physical body.
但是在灵里面，他已经到更好的国度去。
But we know that in spirit, we are going to exist in a better place.
所以在信仰里面，你发现没有绝望这个字。
Therefore, we know that in Christ, there is no despair.
你最后大不了一死，死到天国。
Because at the end, yes, we may die, but after we die, we will enter into eternal life.
没有绝望。
There is no despair.
最坏的事情有最好的结果。
Something that may seem terrible to others will bring us the best possible result.
看起来是咒诅，其实是祝福。
Death seems like a curse to others, but to us, it is a blessing.
这都是因为主耶稣宣告，我就是生命。
And our lives will become like this because Jesus has told us he is life.
所以他改变了我们生命。
Because of him, our lives can be transformed.
因为他是给我们活泼的盼望。
Because he gives us this living hope.
所以诸位，
therefore, my friends,
你加保险要找保险费。
When you buy insurance, you're going to pay the premium.
但是将来让你进到天国，
to enter into the kingdom of heaven,
你付了什么？
What premium have you paid?
你什么都不需要付。
You haven't paid nothing.
你只要信。
You don't need to pay anything. All you have to do is believe and follow Jesus.
你就到天国去了。
You will enter into the heavenly kingdom.
这个叫做恩典。
This is called a blessing.
我们实在是没有办法想得透，为什么这个恩典要给人，没有人要。
We don't understand why, when God has given, offered this blessing to mankind, yet so few people are willing to accept it.
这是人生最重要的保险。
This is the most important insurance one can have in their lives.
要保什么？
Insure what?
保你死以后到天国。
To insure their place in the kingdom of heaven after death.
哪有一个保险公司能够保这个？
What insurance company in the world can offer you this policy?
主耶稣就是要保证你。
Lord Jesus will be the guarantor.
他的话就是保证。
His word is our assurance.
他的复活就是保证。
His resurrection is our proof.
他赐给我们的生命，圣灵就是保证。
The Holy Spirit he has given us is our guarantee.
所以有好多人到生命的最后一口气，他认识了耶稣。
Many people waited until their last breath to accept Lord Jesus.
面对死亡非常平安。
But once they accept Lord Jesus, they can face death with peace.
没有害怕。
They had no fear.
因为他知道他去哪里。
Because they know where they're heading to.
没有忧虑。
They have no worries.
因为知道主耶稣爱他。
Because they know they're loved by Lord Jesus.
这是何等大的恩典。
This is a great blessing.
我们再看主耶稣讲我是生命还有什么意思。
Let's see what other meaning in these words I am life said by our Lord Jesus.
我们看约翰福音第十章。
Let's turn to John chapter 10.
约翰福音第十章。
John chapter 10.
第十节。
John chapter 10 verse 10.
盗贼来无非要偷窃杀害，我来是要叫羊得生命，并且得着更丰盛。
The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
这里主耶稣说，我要叫羊得生命。
Here Jesus says that he came to give the sheep life.
这个羊是谁？
And what does he refer to by his flock?
羊就说每一个人。
The flock refers to every individual.
下面说并且得着更丰盛。
And he also said, and have it to the full.
这个是什么意思？
What does he mean by that?
丰盛就是表示这个生命非常的健康，非常的活泼。
Fullness refers to health. It refers to a very living life.
我们知道我们生命很宝贵。
We know that life is precious.
但是人类生命有一个基本上的缺点。
But we know that in our lives we all have a shortcoming.
就是虽然人有良心叫我们要向善。
Although we have our conscience telling us to do good.
但是人的生命的本质含有罪性。
But because we have a sinful nature that we were born with,
而且这个罪性圣经说是一种权势，是一个 power 在控制我们。
And the Bible tells us that this sinful nature is a power that has authority over us.
所以圣经讲一句话，
The Bible says
说古时人如果能够改变皮肤，豹如果能够改变它的斑点，你们就有可能改变你们自己。
It says that if the black people in Africa can change their skin color,or the leopards can remove the spots on their skin, then you would have hope to remove the sin away from your life.
所以这个罪的权势已经跟我们生命连在一起了，你没有办法。
So we know that our existence is essentially tied to the sinful nature that we're born with.
所以你看那个小孩子小小的。
So if we look at the little babies,
他里面就会嫉妒哦。
The little kids, they have jealousy.
也会打架。
They fight.
这个就是一个很自然的表现。
And they do that naturally.
那长大以后。
And when they grow up.
你会发现很多的罪就自然就跑出来。
And then we see a lot of bad traits coming out.
这个是因为人有罪性。
And that is all because of our sinful nature.
那这个罪性如果没有解决。
And if we cannot resolve our sinful nature.
我们会活得很痛苦。
Our existence will be painful.
因为我们有良心叫我们要向善。
Because our conscience, on the one hand, tells us to do good.
比方说要孝敬父母。
Our conscience tells us to honor our parents.
但里面你有一个罪性。
But then we have this sinful nature.
你就是不听。
We don't want to listen to that.
讲话顶他。
We may talk back to our parents.
这个就是罪性啊。
That's our sinful nature right there.
所以很多的罪性。
We have a lot of shortcomings.
所以你想的善你行不出来。
And therefore,We may want to do good, but we lack the ability to carry out our will.
但是你不想做的恶一直去做。
And at the same time, we keep on doing the evil things that we hope we weren't doing.
这是什么做的？罪做在里面，罪在控制我们。
What causes us to do that? Our sin, the sin inside of us.
所以人类除非有内心彻底的更新，不然人类是没有希望的。
So Until we can completely transform our lives from the inside, we have no hope in our lives.
如果非洲人动刀杀人，我们说那叫做野蛮。
If people in Africa, they take a knife and they stab somebody or kill somebody, we may say, oh, that's barbaric.
这个时代还这样做吗？
How can you do that in this day and age?
但是你看这个华尔街里面头脑最聪明接受最高等教育的人。
But you look at the people on Wall Street,They are the brightest, the most educated people, probably gone to the most prestigious schools.
他用头脑犯罪。
These people will use their mind to commit sin.
让整个公司垮下来。
They will cause a large company to fail.
这个不是罪性吗？
Isn't that sinful nature?
所以好多人一生的积蓄，因为这个垮下来，全部都没有了。
How many people have lost their life savings because of the crimes of these people on Wall Street?
有的退休的因为这样自杀了。
A lot of retirees committed suicide because of this.
这是人的罪性。
This is the sinful nature of man.
这个罪性不是因为教育就可以改变的。
The sinful nature of man cannot be changed simply by education.
这个教育只是把罪性包装变成很文明的方式表现出来。
Education simply teaches men how to repackage themselves so they can manifest their sinful nature in a legal, civilized manner.
所以我们在这个世界上啊，除非人的心有一个彻底的更新，人是没有希望的。
So unless we can completely transform our hearts from the inside, our world has no hope.
那这个心要怎么去更新？
How do we transform our hearts?
这就是困难的地方。
This is the hard part.
但是这不是不可能。
But not impossible.
约翰福音十五章。
John chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章。
John chapter 15,
第一节
verse 1.
十五章第一节
John chapter 15, verse 1.
我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。
I am the true vine, and my father is the gardener.
主耶稣说他是葡萄树。
Here Jesus says he is the true vine.
第五节
verse 5.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
I am the vine, you are the branches.
藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面。
If a man remains in me, I in him,
这个人就多结果子。
He will bear much fruit.
离开我，你们就不能做什么。
Apart from me, you can do nothing.
忽然间我们发现，人要怎么改变罪性。
And here we know how a man can change his sinful nature.
耶稣说他是葡萄树。
Jesus said, he is the vine.
你看主耶稣所结得的葡萄果，有哪一个是酸的？
So we look at the fruits,that has been born by Jesus, which one is sour?
圣灵的果子他每一个都有。
We know that he has every fruit of the Holy Spirit.
仁爱，他是最怜悯的，最有爱心的。
He has love. We know that he is the most loving.
喜乐，他是最满足的一个人。
Joy. We know that Jesus was the most joyful and fulfilling.
虽然他一无所有，但神住在他里面。
Although he had nothing in this world, but we know that God dwelled in him.
所以他说，我要叫我的喜乐存在你的心里。
And that is why he said that I will give you joy and give you my joy in your heart.
和平
peace.
主耶稣没有一个敌人。
Jesus had no enemies.
忍耐
perseverance.
主耶稣在十字架是最大的冤枉，他能够忍耐到底。
Patience. We know that he was wrong when he was crucified on the cross, and yet he could endure the insults from his persecutors.
为了成就最大的善，就是救恩。
In order for him to complete the greatest salvation.
恩慈，主耶稣是一个很有恩慈的人。
Meekness.
怜悯，主耶稣一个怜悯的人。
And he was compassionate.
温柔。
Excuse me, meekness.
节制，每一个主耶稣都有。
Control, self-control. Jesus had every fruit of the Holy Spirit.
所以主耶稣的人生是经过检验过的。
So we know that Jesus had endured many challenges in his life.
他说，你可以找到我有罪吗？
He said to us, can you find any sin in me?
连续不断的审判到最后，比拉多说没有罪。
And of course, we know that the Jews had put him on trial after trial. And in the end, the Roman governor said, this man is innocent.
为什么没有罪?
Why was he innocent?
因为他的生命的本质是好的。
Because the nature of Jesus Christ was good.
所以他生活的表现是好的。
And that is why everything he manifested in his life was good.
他说，我是真葡萄树。
He said, I am the true vine.
你要接在我上面。
You will be my branches connected to me.
结葡萄。
If you connect with me, you will bear fruits.
你的生命就会跟主耶稣一样。
And your life will be like mine.
所以啊，有时候我们常常发现哦，最好的辅导者是谁？
And oftentimes we find the best counselor is
就是能够把人带到主耶稣，好像葡萄树树干连在一起，这个就是最好的辅导者。
The best counselors are those who can bring people to Lord Jesus Christ.
因为不是你在改变他。
Because it is not themselves trying to change other people's lives.
是主耶稣在他里面更新他的生命，改变他。
But because of Lord Jesus dwelling in the hearts of these of the people and the fact that Lord Jesus is in them, that changes lives.
这种改变是很有力量的。
And that type of transformation is very powerful.
所以主耶稣说，我要给你更丰盛的生命。
And that is why Lord Jesus said, I will give you a fulfilling life.
那个更丰盛的生命就是他本身。
Because this fulfilling life is himself.
因为他就是生命。
Because he is life.
所以如果主活在我们里面，
And if Jesus lives in us,
我们的生命变成很丰盛。
Our life will be full of abundance.
生命一丰盛。
And if our life is full of abundance,
罪的权势就没有办法控制你。
Authority of the sin will have no authority over us.
因为那完全的生命在你里面丰盛。
Because we have the life of Christ in us.
所以我们今天在主耶稣里面确实有极大的恩典。
And therefore, because we are living in Christ, we have been greatly blessed.
有极大的盼望。
We have great hope.
我说我们看到好多人本来是喝酒的，又卖药用毒的，犯很多罪的，信了耶稣全部改变。
We see a lot of people, they were alcoholics, they were selling drugs, they were doing drugs, they have committed a lot of sins, but once they come to believe in Jesus Christ, their lives are completely changed.
这不是来接受一条教规，可以不可以这样就做得到的。
It's not just coming here to receive some kind of a doctrine and following yes or no kind of rule.
这是主耶稣的生命在他里面成长。
This is because the life of Christ is growing inside of these individuals. That's why they're able to change.
所以他的生活改变了。
That is how they're able to transform their lives.
因为他的生命的本质已经改变了。
Because the nature of their lives have changed.
所以最保险教养我们孩子的方法就是把他带跟主耶稣连在一起。
Therefore, the best insurance we could have when it comes to bring up our children is to bring them before Lord Jesus.
你就可以看到主的生命在他的生活显现。
That way you're going to see Lord Jesus manifesting in their lives.
耶稣说，
Jesus said,
我就是道路。
I am the way.
我就是真理。
I am the truth.
我就是生命。
I am life.
请问你愿意接受吗？
Let me ask you, are you willing to accept that?
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
373
373. Fear not, little flock, from the cross to the throne.
Please be seated.
我们现在要一起来祷告。
We're going to pray together.
神要怎么改变我们生命的本质呢？
How will God change the nature of our lives?
有几个很重要的方法。
There are several important ways.
第一个借着神的话。
First, through His words.
主耶稣说，我讲的话就是灵，就是生命。
Jesus said that my words are life.Spirit.
所以神的话进到里面会改变我们的生命。
So we know that when the Spirit of God enters into our life, our lives will change.
很多世界的娱乐会污染我们的生命。
A lot of the entertainment in this world will soil our lives.
但是神的话会净化，会改变我们的生命。
But God's word will purify and transform us.
第二个
Second,
就是神的灵。
The Spirit of God.
神的灵会大有能力地浇灌在我们身上。
The Spirit of God will pour down upon us.
然后把神丰盛的本性借着他的灵浇灌在我们里面。
And God will, through His Spirit, pour down His abundance into us.
所以如果我们祷告得圣灵，
If we pray and receive the Holy Spirit,
而且被圣灵充满。
And be filled by the Holy Spirit.
而且你常常祷告。
And if we pray often,
神的本性就不断在里面改变我们的罪性。
God's divine nature will work continuously inside of us to change our sinful nature.
我们会感觉到自己在改变。
We will feel a transformation inside of us.
别人也会感觉到我们在改变。
And other people will also see the transformation in us.
这个叫做成长。
This is growth.
就是一直在改变。
A continuing transformation.
所以有时候我们发现人越老越难改变。
And sometimes when we see people, the older they get, the harder they change.
想法一定，个性一定，生活一定。
Their personality are affixed, their habits are affixed, their mindset is affixed.
但是这个大有能力的圣灵浇灌下来。
But once the Holy Spirit pours down upon them,
这个人生命在成长。
We see growth in their life all of a sudden. We see their personality change.
生活在改变。
We see their lives change.
这个很奇妙的改变。
This is a miraculous transformation.
所以我们拜的神是大有能力的。
So we know that the God we worship is an almighty God.
那个能力不只是死人复活。
And this might is not just limited to resurrection.
有人说死人复活不需要啊。
And some people say, you know what? I don't need to be resurrected from death.
但是这个死人复活的能力今天要改变我们，这是每一个人需要的。
But this power of resurrection can also transform our lives, and this is something that all of us need.
为什么婚姻发生问题？
Why do we have problems in our marriage?
这不只是沟通问题。
This is not just limited to communication problems.
常常是本质发生问题。
But the problems with our nature, our sinful nature.
里面有罪性。
Inside of us.
如果这个个性能够改变，
if we can change our sinful nature,
有主耶稣那一种爱，
if we can have the love of Christ inside of us,
很多问题根本就没有问题。
then we won't have these problems in our marriage.
家庭问题也是一样。
Family problems, same thing.
如果人的个性本质能够改变，
if we can change our sinful nature,
有主耶稣那一种本性在里面，
if we can have the divine nature of Christ inside of us.
有哪一个家庭会有问题呢？
Tell me which families will have problems.
所以今天我们有问题是因为我们不像耶稣。
So we need to recognize that our problems, the problems that we have today is because we are unlike Christ.
如果我们改变像耶稣，
If we transform ourselves to be like Christ,
没有一个家庭有问题。
No families will have these problems.
所以这种神大能大力的改变是关乎我们生命的品质，是关乎我们生活的幸福。
So the transformation that God will bring into our lives has a direct connection to our happiness and our family and our marriage.
这不是钱买得到的。
This is not something you can buy with money.
但是这要白白给你。
This is something God will offer to you for free.
如果你有问题，
If you have a question,
到世界转了一圈找不到解决方法，
you have any problems, you may travel the world and cannot find an answer. You have found the answer tonight. Jesus is your answer. He is almighty. He can help. He is willing to help. But you have to get close to him first. You have to come close to him with a sincere heart. With a desperate heart, you will experience him tonight. Today, you're not sitting here to listen to some theory. God is with us right now. He is living. You can feel him. We hope your faith will become a living faith because you can experience God firsthand. And prayer is the most important experience. When you pray, you should say, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And then you repeat, Hallelujah, praise the Lord after that. You pray with a sense of urgency and you pray with a sincere, pure heart. God will answer you.
So if you want to求恩典、求圣灵、接受按手祷告欢迎你都到前面来祷告。
So if you like to pray for God's blessing, you want to pray for the Holy Spirit, you want the pastors to lay hands on you, please come forward.
我们一起来祈祷。
Let us pray in one accord. 奉主耶稣的